Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring the early work of the Supremes from 1962, 1963, and 1964, when they were known as the Hitless Supremes. Well, Berry Gordy commented, the founder of Motown, that I always saw the Supremes as special from the first time I saw them. It was not just their look, it was their vocal skills, their willingness, not being ashamed to sing in front of anyone. Well, in the time between when I first met them and when I signed them, they were hanging out in the studio doing background work with artists like Marvin Gaye. They were real determined. They were anxious to please, to work hard. And they had all the ingredients. They were young, bright, maybe somewhat shy, but very determined and energetic. They were captivating. They had energy, dynamitism, and they had the sparkle of Diana Ross. Well, let's hear their very first song that reached top 100 status, reached number 95. Your Heart Belongs to Me, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Memories with Tom Fallon.
Stop hurting me.
That was My Heart Can't Take It No More. That reached number 129 in 1963. And before that, a song that did better because it reached number 90 in 1962. Let Me Go the Right Way. And we started off with My Heart Belongs to Me, number 95 from 1962. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And you just heard the very first three songs from the Supremes that reached any kind of status on the Billboard charts, although they, of course, didn't reach very high. Well, coming up, a song that reached number 75, so you can see they were still a little bit away from stardom. Well, as mentioned before with Berry Gordy, he really liked the Supremes. He didn't think at the time, though, that the group knew what success was or whether they thought about it. They were just involved in the process and in their dreams. They were having fun. And it was all about fun at Motown, particularly back then. Fun, competition, and love. Let's continue now with the Supremes, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Email Tom your requests at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Well, that was Run, Run, Run by the Supremes. That reached number 93 from 1964. And before that, their biggest chart topper to date, When the Love Light Starts Shining Through His Eyes. That reached number 23 from 1963. And we started off with A Breathtaking Guy, number 75 from 1963. As a matter of fact, that song, when it was very originally released, had a very long title. It was called A Breathtaking, First Sight Soul Shaking, One Night Lovemaking, Next Day Heartbreaking Guy. Well, right after its release, it was repressed and re-released to be called just A Breathtaking Guy. It would be too hard to remember that title. Well, you're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring the very early work of the Supremes. Well, Berry Gordy mentioned that he was surprised when the Supremes didn't have a hit right out of the box. But I was determined. There was a bunch of people who felt the same way. Smokey Robinson certainly did. Well, they were right on the brink of success. Here is their first number one song, Where Did Our Love Go? Right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Baby. So bad, you came into my heart,
baby, baby.
in my heart. You were a perfect guy, but now that you got me, you wanna leave me behind.
I'm free.
Well, that was Come See About Me. That reached number one from 1964. And before that, another number one from 64. This time it was Baby Love. And we started off with, yes, another number one from 64. Where Did Our Love Go? We heard the first nine songs that the Supremes released on the Motown label. The worst released song reached number 129. And the last three songs in a row reached number one. So the Supremes were well on their way. They reached a total of 12 number one songs, making them the first U.S. artist that had that many songs that reached number one, and the very first woman group particularly. Well, you've been listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments, please email me. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.